The last week of March brings with it a certain buzz, with children returning to school from their spring vacay and New West Farmers Market kickstarting a new season. Dive into this brand new week that promises bright long days and the excitement of Easter fun. For weather watchers, sunny skies. Going by the forecast, the week will have you humming "Here Comes the Sun" by the Beatles. After a sun-splashed first half of the week, you might see clouds hover, even get heavier by the weekend. The temperatures will peak to 13°C on Tuesday, March 28, but drop to 8°C on Friday, March 31. There is also a chance that light rain might spoil your weekend barbecue plans. For families, block party and Easter fun? Free cookies. New West Farmers Market is back with their season opener block party on March 30 between 3 and 7 p.m. in Tipperary Park. If you are among the first 100 customers to the party, you get to take home free cookies. The event will include kids' crafts activities, live music, food trucks, lawn games, face painting and more. Check out New West Farmers Market Instagram page to know more. Easter Bunny is coming. Easter might be still a week away, but it's not too early to register for a host of Easter fun activities between April 6 and 10, like the exciting Easter Egg Hunt at Tipperary Park, Easter Eggs and Trivia at Queensborough Community Centre, Easter Carnival at Moody Park Arena and more. For more details, check out the New West City website. For performance lovers, theatre and comedy, Last of the Red Hot Lovers. The Royal Canadian Theatre Company will run its last few shows of Neil Simon's Last of the Red Hot Lovers this week. Catch the play at the Anvil Theatre, 777 Columbia Street, at 7:30 p.m. on March 29, 30, 31 and April 1, with 3:30 p.m. matinee on April 1. There's a special relaxed performance on March 29. Tickets are $34.99 regular, or $29.99 for seniors 60+ and children 12 and under. Family pack and group discounts are available. Buy tickets or find out more information online. Stand-up comedy. Adam Hunter, who has appeared on Jay Leno's Tonight Show, The Late Late Show, and The Real Husbands of Hollywood among others, is performing at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, 530 Columbia Street, on March 30, 31 and April 1. For more details, check out the House of Comedy website. For art and literature lovers, Plaskett, write on contest. Chinese ink paintings. Artist Wenyan Xu has turned the Burnaby Art Gallery into a striking work of art. According to Xu, her Chinese ink paintings of a secluded building in the town of Jasper and of the many views from the Burnaby Mountain Park, besides the Burnaby Gallery, convey beauty, peace and calmness. To experience it yourself, head to her show, until the end of March, at the Plaskett Gallery at Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue. For more details, check out Massey Theatre website. Writing contest. Royal City Literary Arts Society is accepting submissions for its write-on contest. Participants can send in the best of their poetry, nonfiction or fiction work before April 15. The submission fee is $10 per story or poem for RCLAS members and $20 for non-RCLAS members. For details, check out RCLAS Instagram post. For City Hall watchers, workshop, public hearing and regular meeting. After a week off for spring break, council is back in action on Monday. Council members will start their day with a closed meeting to the public, followed by a special workshop at 4 p.m., where they'll get a presentation and select a new concept for the former petting farm in Queen's Park. A townhouse project and heritage revitalization agreement in the Moody Park neighborhood is up for discussion at the 6 p.m. public hearing. There's a whole bunch of items on the evening agenda, including a proposed 6.4% property tax hike. You can find all the meeting details, agenda and information about attending at the City of New Westminster website. With contributions from Teresa McManus.